Lo prometido es deuda. As I mentioned to you at the beginning of our program, we are going to be speaking with my guests, and let us welcome them all. Vamos a darles la bienvenida a cada una de ellas. Natalie, buenas noches, bienvenida, ¿cómo estás?
Buenas noches, Raquelita, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, un placer tenerte aquí.
Aquí también, muy contenta, muy feliz de estar presente, como siempre, tú eres una anfitriona muy cariñosa.
Ah, mil gracias, y gracias por haber traído a nuestras invitadas. Patricia Sandoval, ¿cómo estás? Buenas noches, bienvenida.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, welcome to Tertulia. And Diana Alvarez, how are you? Good evening and welcome.
Hola, I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. Same here. And I am so glad everything is working.
Yes.
We were struggling a little bit at the beginning because trying to connect all the microphones and make sure that we had the right channels here.
We made it work.
I know, yay. I very seldom have three guests at the same time, but I am so glad. This is going to be great. This is going to be fun. And Natalie, this is Latinas con Pluma. This is the event that we are going to talk about. And I would like to know first, what does Latinas con Pluma mean? Let's translate that for our English-speaking listeners. Mm-hmm. Latinas con Pluma.
And so do you want me to talk about, in general, what it means? Would you like Patricia to introduce her project?
No, well, actually, first, I just wanted the name. What does Latina con Pluma? Can you translate that?
Oh, yeah. So Latinas con Pluma es como un juego en las palabras, ¿no? Porque pluma significa feather también, pero estamos refiriéndonos a lo que es la pluma de escribir, ¿verdad?
Ajá.
Porque Latinas con Pluma es una celebración de escritoras latinas. Entonces es toda una compilación de diferentes poemas, diferentes obras de teatro. Entonces es una celebración de la literatura.
Muy bien. Entonces, y Patricia Sandoval. Okay, you are the director of this play, Latinas con Pluma. Tell us a little bit about how this originated, how the idea came to you, what inspired you.
I'm excited to talk about it because
very good.
It's something that's been brewing in my heart my entire life, I think. And but it really came to be when I was in college and at Mount Holyoke College, and I was taking a course in Reader's Theater simultaneously with Latina literature, and I just thought it would be a wonderful idea. So years later at Holyoke Community College, where I teach theater, I was granted a sabbatical to put this project together. So for a semester, I was delighted to read everything I'd ever wanted to read, although I'd been keeping up with it all my life, really. But so imagine this, a semester in which you just can read all the literature you want to read and see which works best, see what would be wonderful to put together in a performance piece. So, you know, as I was doing it, I was struggling because I loved all of it, but I wanted to make it a piece that would work. And I also was so excited to bring in all the Latinas that I've had over the years, that were my students, that are out in the world working and teaching and still in school and doing some marvelous things out in the world. And I just contacted them over the semester and I just said, I'm doing this project. Will you be one of the readers? And fortunately, I was so blessed that they all showed up. They all came to the rehearsals. And one of the wonderful things about it was that it was really organic. All this wonderful group of women just really responded to the literature like I knew they would. I knew they would because I did. And I'm not the only Latina out there that reads this literature and loves it. And so we worked on it for the period of about a month. And then one day from the sky, a beautiful bird named Diana Alvarez, she called me and said she heard about this project. You know, we Latinas, we talk, we share our stories, we contact one another. And she told me she heard about this, and could she be a part of it? And I said, please. We were having our first rehearsal that night, and she came, and we were all just meeting one another. Many of the Latinas did not know one another, And she sang, and I think we were all just blown away by her beautiful singing.
Very good. And we're going to have a chance to listen to
yes.
her, you know, in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Now, give me a briefly mm-hmm. an idea of how you set up this. You have a play mm-hmm. and then you come with music, or how does it go?
Well, so. I'm chuckling because, you know, it really all happened very organically through everything. What I did was I just thought it would be wonderful to have music. Of course, you can't have anything Latino without music. And I thought it would enhance it beautifully, and of course it did. And basically, all the literature, they're either drama or it's poetry or prose, and all this beautiful writing from many writers. And I just took little excerpts of maybe a paragraph, maybe a story, maybe a page and a half, and we just pulled it together.
How many writers are you going to feature, the work of?
About 20.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be a mm-hmm. lot of...
But little short bits.
Yeah. Okay. Can you give me a couple of names of some
yes.
of the...
Yes, we start off with...
Writers?
Yes. This is the part I love. We start off with Sandra Cisneros, Caramello, and, House on Mango Street. And the reason I do that is because that is one that most people know. And so it pulls them right in because they know the story. But I go on to Julia Alvarez, When I Was Puerto Rican, Cherry Moraga, Pesadilla, Quiera Alegre, Judas, Water by the Spoonful, Migdalia Cruz, Miriam's Flowers, Virginia Grisi, The Panza Monologues, which everyone really loves, Denise Chavez in A Taco Testimony, Migdalia Gomez, Why I Became a Loud Puerto Rican, Rosaria Morales in Child of the Americas, a poem that I've loved for so many years, and we end with that.
So let's put this in perspective. Mm-hmm. This is a series of short plays or reading poetry. That's
yes.
how it is.
You know, it's a combination.
Uh-huh.
It's a combination. There might be maybe just a page of two people speaking because it was from a play.
Okay.
And then I might add a poem.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That follows along the same theme.
Right.
Or might be a transition.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all just together. It's all just together. And that's why I call it a celebration of Latina writers, because it's just at first it was turning out to be, I thought, Pat's favorites. And then I decided that, we would move some around, and we'd say this one would be better here, and once again, it was all very organic, and we did it collaboratively. I brought everything together, and we did it collaboratively.
Very good. So, I am going to take the opportunity to listen to a little bit of music, then we'll speak with Natalie, and then we'll close with you again. So, let's make believe that you are already into a short play,
okay.
And then some poetry came, and then that's when some music would come in,
yes.
interspersed, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's listen to some music. Mientras tanto, déjeme decirles que están ustedes en sintonía de Tertulia. Son las 8:30 de la noche. It is 30 minutes past 8. And this is Tertulia. We are here with you every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. from your radio station, New England Public Radio. And you may listen to us online at npr.net. And we are speaking with our guests, with Patricia Sandoval, Natalie Vicencio, and Diana Alvarez. And they each have a role at this play coming up, Latinas con Pluma. And let's see if, are we ready? Are you ready? This is Diana. So Diana, tell us a little bit about you before we hear your music.
Sure. I'm a local poet and vocalist, and I'm currently a PhD student at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
Yay.
And I'm composing a Chicanx ritual opera for that doctorate. And I love performing, and actually I learned about Latinas con Pluma from Julissa Rodriguez of Puerto Minicana, the percussion duo. So I was very happy that I encountered Pat and this lovely group of performers.
Very good. So is there a special theme in this song that we're going to hear?
I thought I would sing Usted by Gabriel Ruiz. It's a song that I thought fit in with the performance. Well, first of all, I think Latinas con Pluma is kind of like a mixtape of these excerpts of writers. It's almost like if you were going to your best friend and saying, have you read this? You know, these wonderful lines from different plays and poems. And this is a song that I think people recognize, that people in our Latinx community recognize because our grandparents listen to it, our parents listen to it. So this is Usted.
Usted es la culpable de todas mis angustias y todos mis quebrantos. Usted llenó mi vida de dulces inquietudes y amargos desencantos. Su amor es como un grito que llevo aquí en mi sangre y aquí en mi corazón. Y soy, aunque no quiera, esclava de sus ojos, juguete de su amor. No juegue con mis penas ni con mis sentimientos, es lo único que tengo. Usted es mi esperanza, mi última esperanza, comprenda de una vez. Usted me desespera, me mata, me enloquece, y hasta la vida diera por vencer miedo de besarla a usted.
Ah, oh, that was beautiful. I love your voice. It's so warm and soft. It's beautiful. You
Thank
mentioned
you.
That you are working on an opera. Did I hear you right?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. That sounds really interesting.
Thank you. Very similar to Pat, I was always looking for women of color writers, women of color artists in general, in my traversing higher education, so for my master's degree in poetry and then in my PhD program. So I decided to create an opera, which is called Quiero Volver, a Chicanx ritual opera. It's experimental in form, and it's really a multimedia performance, and it will have my original compositions, my original songs, interspersed with documentary vignettes or portraits of women of color artists.
So it's different types of media interspersed with your music, is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'll have some of my own poetry, my own songs, and some performances with an ensemble as well. And actually, Pat's Latinas con Pluma performance was really inspirational because I got to experience what that looks like.
How far are you into it already? Are you almost finished? Or
I should be staging it this fall.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm in my dissertation year, so I'm right in the middle of it.
Oh, very nice, nice. Would you let us know when that is ready?
Absolutely. I certainly will.
Very good. I would love to hear one more song, if you don't mind.
Go sure. This is a song called Volver, Volver by Fernando Maldonado.
Thank you. Este amor apasionado que anda todo alborotado por volver voy camino a la locura y aunque todo me tortura sé querer. Nos dejamos hace tiempo, pero se llegó el momento de volver. Tú tenías mucha razón. Me hace daño al corazón. Y me muero por volver. Y volver, volver, volver. A tus brazos otra vez. Llegaría hasta donde estés. Yo sé perder, yo sé perder. Quiero volver, volver, volver. Dejamos hace tiempo. A mí se me llegó el momento de volver. Tú tenías mucha razón. Me hace daño al corazón y me muero por volver. Y volver, volver, volver. A tus brazos otra vez. Yo llegaría hasta donde estés. Yo sé perder, yo sé perder. Quiero volver, volver.
Precioso, precioso, qué bonito, bravo, yay. Muy bien, estamos en sintonía de tertulia y son las 8:40 de la noche, conversando aquí con Patricia Sandoval, Diana Álvarez, que es la cantante y también la guitarrista y también, por supuesto, participa con Natalie, Patricia en Latinas con Plumas. We are speaking with Patricia Sandoval, Diana Alvarez, and Natalie Vicencio, three of the members of this Latina con Plumas. Natalie, dime un poquito sobre, primero, ¿dónde se van a presentar? Please let me know where are you going to be performing this this play.
Sí, sí, ¿me escuchas bien ahí?
Sí.
Perfecto.
Ajá,
okay,
sí,
perfecto. Uh-huh. Bueno, entonces vamos a presentarnos este viernes 28 de abril a las 7 de la noche en el Wistaria Hearst Museum, okay, en Holyoke, el cual está localizado en el 238 de la Cabot Street, okay, estacionamiento en la Beach y en la Cabot, gratis. No se debe de pagar entrada. Este es un programa pues que está cubierto con becas artísticas, uh-huh, para que el público pueda atender. Y vamos a ver, tenemos que darle los agradecimientos a Holyoke Community College, al Centro de Public Humanities, ¿verdad? Mass Humanities y National Endowment for the Humanities,
Muy bien.
Los patrocinadores de esta obra.
Muy bien, entonces esto es este 28 a las 7, dijiste,
7 p.m.
7 p.m., muy bien, y la entrada es gratis.
Sí. So, 7 p.m., April 28th, uh-huh, taking place at the Wistaria Hearst Museum, which is located at 238 Cabot Street, off-street parking available on Beach and Cabot. And it is recommended that people reserve seating because the Wistaria Hearst Museum is not as large as the college, which is where we did it first.
That's
so
true.
It is recommended to contact the Wistaria Hearst Museum or go online to reserve your seating for that show. And that's going to be this Friday, April 28th.
Very good. Good idea. Good idea. So that's one thing I have to do then. Go online and make sure that I can be there. So, Natalie, we have explained that this Latinas con Plumas is a series of monologues with excerpts of writings from different plays, different
mm-hmm,
writers,
poems,
and music.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your part?
Well, that's a tough question to ask because I play multiple parts in the play, and all of us do. It's not like just we're doing one play where you get assigned a certain role.
Yep.
You know, for this creation of Patricia's inspiration in her research, we all get different parts. And so, you know, one moment I am singing with Diana, we do En Mi Viejo San Juan, you know, and we talk about the longing of going back. You know, adios, 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 Borinquen querido. So we sing together, we sing that song together, and, you know, people, as you know, the population in Holyoke, it's primarily Puerto Rican, hay mucho orgullo boricua, and, you know, la gente pues se emociona cuando escucha una canción así que tiene que ver con el orgullo cultural de la isla. Tenemos también una parte en la cual acompañamos a Diana en coro, con su canto.
Uh-huh.
Hay partes en esta obra que son bien cómicas, bien chistosas. Hay partes que son bien tristes. O sea, hay partes que son... Sí, hay partes, es como una especie de roller coaster.
Right.
You know, we're going to take you on a ride and really just make you feel a whole bunch of emotions.
Very
a
good.
A whole diversity, combination of different emotions. And there's talk about food. You know, as it was mentioned, we're doing the Panza monologues too, right? We're keeping that. And the Panza monologues are hilarious. I mean, mm-hmm, it's just this whole holistic approach to the beauty, women's beauty, and how our bellies have always been sort of neglected and made feel like something that we should be ashamed of. And the Panza monologues is a celebration of our bellies, mm-hmm, and how, you know, our intuition really lives there.
Very good. And just briefly before we end up our conversation, tell me what, or at least some of the themes that will be touched up on these excerpts, mm-hmm, like what kind of messages are we going to be sending?
Some of the themes that we talk about have to do with coming of age. We do have a quinceañera piece. I don't know if we're keeping the quinceañera piece. Comida, cultura. There's a lot of emphasis on identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ¿qué es la identidad?
Right.
Como Latinas and the whole conflict of being multicultural, right? Being bilingual. So there's a whole theme of exploring language and how we use language every day and how that can sometimes become a blessing but at the same time a curse. You know, hablar español versus no hablar español, en qué contexto, el acento. There's a whole bunch of, you know, talk about accents and how accents really shape how we feel as Latinas and how we're treated when we talk in public with our accents. And yeah, it's fascinating. It's really fascinating. People love it. People,
very
you know,
good.
This is, it's an honor that we were invited again to perform, you know, because people were like, you have to do this again.
Right.
You know, people were like, this was, you cannot just do this once. So we were blessed to have the Wistaria Hearst Museum provide an invitation to perform.
Very good. Awesome. So remember, so this is coming up this Friday, the 28th, April 28th at 7 p.m. Wistaria Hearst Museum. What's the address at Cabot Street, right?
238 Cabot Street in Holyoke.
Right. And yep. Remember that you must go online mm-hmm. to reserve your seat, even mm-hmm. though it's free and mm-hmm. open to the public. Mm-hmm. But because the place is small, it's a good idea to get your reservation there.
Yes, it is. It is. And you can find the event on Facebook. Nos puedes encontrar en el Facebook, tenemos la página, vas al Facebook y pones Latinas con Pluma, and all the information is there on the Facebook page. You know, how to contact Wistaria Hearst, how to make your reservation, it's all there online.
Very good. So we're going to close our conversation, but I wanted to mention to you, Natalie, mm-hmm. that I know you enjoy music, and I would like to say hello to your dad, because
sí, I'm going to play. Escuchando, sí.
Saludos a Mauricio, Mauricio Vicencio, tremendo
sí,
músico.
Sí, papi, te quiero.
Yo yeah. también, yo también. Y fíjate, para despedirnos, yo creo que, bueno, vamos a escuchar música de uno de sus compactos, Altiplano, uh-huh. Tamia Usia y Quito de Ensueño,
oh,
es la
sí,
canción
es
que vamos a escuchar.
Es un tema muy hermoso. Sí, saludos a todos mis familiares en el Ecuador. Les amo, mis hermanos, Pablo y Julio Vicencio y mi padre Mauricio.
Muy bien. Ha sido un placer tenerlas aquí conmigo. It has been a pleasure to have you all here. And thank you so much for the conversation, for the information. Patricia Sandoval, the director of Latinas con Pluma. Natalie Vicencio, she is one of the actors here with at Latinas con Pluma. And the beautiful voice and guitar of Diana Alvarez, who will be also part of the Latinas con Pluma. So you all are invited. Don't forget, put it on your calendar this Friday, 28th at 7 p.m. Wistaria Hearst Museum, and free and open to the public, but it's recommended that you go online and make your reservation because the place is small. And I will be seeing you Friday then.
Thank you so much, Raquel, as always. Always a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Natalie. And thank you also, Patricia.